Nearly 1,000 New York National Guardsmen, state police, and MTA cops are now being deployed to carry out bag checks in the Big Apple's crime-ridden subway system. This is what happened in New York. Giuliani got really tough on minor crime. It was a brilliant solution. All of a sudden, yuppies and weenies and yippies and yappies and lefties and righties, of which there are very few, could live in neighborhoods they hitherto feared. So they moved there. And then, naturally, the lefties said,
Giuliani is a fascist.
So they kicked Giuliani out of office. And this, the greatest city in the world, began to change. New York City became a sanctuary city. People started peeing on the streets. Minor crimes, such as stealing things worth less than $100, became essentially decriminalized. So even the yippies and yappies,
taught in their fancy colleges to
hate the man, found it perfectly acceptable to enter Gristiti's, steal a pint or two of Ben and Jerry's, and walk out. Businesses moved out, as you would too, if your merchandise began to simply disappear. In order to house all of the new illegals and give them free money, New York City cut its police force very drastically. And, naturally, it made huge cuts to education. All this for a bunch of people whose first act on entering the United States was breaking the law. And now our beloved city is dying. And by the way, Georgians, these are people who don't even wonder whether a bag check is entirely constitutional. It's nice to be in coastal Georgia, isn't it? This is News Talk 1100, and I'm Franklin.